Hello and welcome to this practical podcast from Neckhoff Radio. The number of people experiencing homelessness is rising sharply in Stockport. However, contrary to popular belief, being homeless does not only mean sleeping on the streets. A family temporarily staying with friends, someone who has to leave their home after a separation, or a tenant who has received an eviction notice may also be considered at risk of homelessness. So, the first piece of advice is simple. Do not wait until your final night in the property before asking for help. As soon as you know that you may lose your home, gather all your documents. Keep copies of your tenancy agreement, letters from your landlord, any eviction notice, payment records, and written correspondence. You should also prepare identification, information about your income, and any documents relating to your children or medical needs. These documents will help the housing service understand your situation more quickly. Next, contact your council's housing and homelessness team. Clearly explain the date by which you must leave the property and tell them if you have children, a disability, a health condition, or if you are at risk of violence. Do not wait until the bailiffs arrive. If you have received a legal document, do not automatically assume that you must leave immediately. A notice from your landlord and a court order are not the same thing. Ask your council, citizens' advice, shelter, or a qualified legal advisor for guidance before making any decision. You should also avoid voluntarily handing back your keys without first seeking advice. Depending on the circumstances, doing so could make the assessment of your case more complicated. If you have rent arrears, speak to your landlord and the housing service as soon as possible. Check whether you may be eligible for financial assistance, support with universal credit, or a council tax reduction. A written agreement is always better than a promise made only over the phone. In cases of domestic abuse or immediate danger, your safety comes before your housing situation. Call the police on 999 if you are in immediate danger. You can also ask for confidential support from a specialist service. Finally, if you are already homeless, local organisations such as the Wellspring can provide practical help and direct you to available services. The AWEL Foundation may also be able to provide emergency accommodation, depending on availability and an assessment of your situation. Remember the essentials. Ask for help early, keep all your documents and clearly explain your needs. Losing your home can happen after a separation, an illness, a drop in income, or the end of a tenancy. It is nothing to be ashamed of. You're listening to Neckoff Radio, the voice of our community.